Illicit and toxic drugs have claimed 24 Burnaby lives this year, according to new data released by the BC Coroner's Service. The number equates to another 8 deaths locally during May and June. 16 deaths had been recorded between January and April. Provincially, there were 181 deaths in May and 185 deaths in June for a 2-month total of 366. Today, we acknowledge with deep sadness the latest report from the BC Coroner's Service, which reveals the tragic loss of 181 and 185 people in British Columbia this May and June due to toxic drug poisoning, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Jennifer Whiteside said in a news release. Every single one of these people was irreplaceable to their loved ones, and our words fall short of bringing comfort to those who are grieving and enduring a heartbreaking loss. These losses reinforce the urgent need to keep people safe from toxic drugs and to connect them with care and treatment that works for them. The Fraser Health Authority, which includes Burnaby, has seen 312 deaths during 2024, which is the highest of any health authority in the province. The townships seeing the highest number of unregulated deaths this year are Vancouver, Surrey, and Greater Victoria, the Coroner's Service said. Every single one of these deaths is a stark reminder that there is more work to do. There is no one solution that will end this crisis, Whiteside added. That's why we are taking action to deliver the programs and services that people need wherever they are on their journey. I believe that if we continue to work together to intervene early, keep people safe from toxic drugs, connect people to treatment and care, and support ongoing wellness and recovery, we can continue to save lives.